This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good morning. Hour number four begins. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Let's call it 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Gators have a new football coach, John Sumrall, coming from Tulane. Seems that Lane Kiffin has left Ole Miss and will make a new home in Baton Rouge with the LSU Tigers. It is Cyber Monday, so use due care when you're out there on the interwebs. And Maduro, Venezuela, things are heating up there. Trump gave him, was going to give him safe passage. He turned him down.
Might not have been a good decision.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But, you know, dictators and stuff like that, they get a little stubborn.
Yeah, they don't listen much to anybody.
How about them Gators?
Woo.
How about them Gators? Of course, it's not how about them Gators if you're FSU. You're feeling kind of bad right now.
Yeah.
Feeling a bit wounded. And but the Gators won, 40-21. Look, it, you know, little bit of an upbeat end to the season. Well, it was very, you know, it was a very upbeat end to the season. So hopefully, fresh start. Going to get back on track. Going to be a dominating force in the SEC.
Nice.
That's both a hope and a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. I got to witness the Buccaneer game yesterday. The Bucs beat the Arizona Cardinals 20-17. Wasn't the prettiest win I've ever seen, but a win is a win, as they say. And the Dolphins won 21-17 against Nolens and the Jags. Now, I didn't get to see that game because I was, well, actually watching the other game. But Jags won 25-3. I don't know if the Titans were that bad or the Jags were that dominating, but I'm sure they'll take that W as well. So you got all that going on. Those are some of your top stories. And I know Greg's going to ask me, how's my girl LJ doing? AGLJ. You know who AGLJ is?
AGLJ?
Yeah. Attorney General Letitia James.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
LJ. Yeah. What up, LJ?
What a mess.
Well, in wake of her federal mortgage fraud charges being dismissed by a Clinton-appointed judge, New York Attorney General Letitia James has been hit with a bar complaint. Pay the bill, lady.
Not that bar.
Oh.
The other bar.
Oh.
Yeah.
For alleged illegal and dishonest conduct that led to her criminal charges.
Yeah, thing.
There's a thing called the Center to Advance Security in America, CASA.
Hmm.
They asked for an attorney grievance committee for the state to investigate James, according to New York Post. So, yeah, this is a grievance committee. We'll see what happens. Fraud, misrepresentation, honesty, and trustworthiness are all factors that the rules of professional conduct expressly factor when weighing whether to discipline an attorney. That's according to Curtis Shuby, the group's director of research and policy, in his four-page complaint cited by the Post. Such discipline can include disbarment, losing the ability, well, disbarment is the ability to practice law. Shuby asked the bar committee, to immediately investigate the mortgage allegations against James and says that she should be disciplined if the preponderance of the evidence proves the allegations to be true. Prosecutors originally had claimed that in order to obtain more favorable loan conditions, James misled a bank about the intended use of a residence she purchased. The indictment against the New York Attorney General states that she said a home in Norfolk, Virginia, which she bought in 2020, would be her secondary residence. But she then instead rented it out to family.
Whoops.
Which apparently is a no-no, mm-hmm. then becomes rental property.
And she pretty much knew that.
No.
Yeah, they kind of ask you these things when you're actually getting a mortgage.
Yeah.
You know.
Imagine they do. They ask a lot of questions.
They do. A lot of paperwork, all that stuff.
November 24th, District Judge Cameron Curry tossed the federal charges against James that included alleged bank fraud involving a $109,000 mortgage and making false statements to a financial institution. Those charges were brought by the U.S. Department of Justice in the Eastern District of Virginia. The judge, appointed to the federal bench in 94 by Clinton, ruled that Lindsey Halligan, serving as a special attorney for that district, quote, had no lawful authority, unquote, to secure the two-count indictment, as she had not been confirmed by Congress or an appropriate judicial panel. Judge Curry also threw out charges of making false statements to Congress against former FBI Director James Comey for alleged misconduct, a case also brought by Halligan. In late October, CASA, remember this group?
Yep.
Also filed bar complaints in New York and Virginia against Comey. The former FBI director is licensed as an attorney in both states. Those bar groups also have the power to remove his license to practice. While some publications have called it conservative or right-leaning, CASA identifies itself as nonpartisan, and they want to improve safety and security for Americans. So, we'll see what goes on from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Letitia James. You know, there's a part of me, if I can be honest.
Okay.
You're not supposed to lie.
Right.
But given the track record of a lot of these large lending institutions, I almost am like, look, if you're giving this rate to somebody and I make good on the loan, why should I pay a higher rate depending on what I'm using it for? I'm either good for it or I'm not.
It's about risk. That's why you pay higher interest rate on an ATV than a $50,000 pickup truck. If something does go bad, you're going to let the toys, the cheap things, go first. Your house and your car are the ones you hold on to the most, so they give you a better rate on those because it's less risk.
I mean, I understand.
That is the real answer.
It's I understand the risk equation.
That's why they do it.
But
Because there was the time that I was in the motorcycle industry, and people would go, well, I got a $50,000 truck out there. I didn't pay no interest like that. I'm like, yeah, and if you lose your job tomorrow and you can't pay for everything, which one goes first? That new motorcycle you just bought.
Well, you know where they actually found that to not be true?
Where's that?
Harley-Davidson Motor Credit. They actually allowed what would be considered normally very risky loans,
right?
Because the Harley rider, now this dates back 20 years or more,
sure,
but the Harley rider is so invested, shall we say, in their bike that they will let other things go, and the last thing that they will not pay for is the Harley. No,
I'm
and
sure
that's,
that was the case. Yeah,
that's how that because otherwise, how could they sell it to any underwriters or anything?
Sure.
You know what I mean? It'd be like, no, these people actually would let their house go, would move into a trailer with a friend, and keep up their Harley payment.
Yes. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if those numbers are true anymore.
Right.
But
it is.
But they were at one
story,
point. Yeah. People that literally could not get credit.
Yeah.
Were given credit. They're like, we know they're going to be good on it, man. It's the.
That's funny.
It's part of their lifestyle or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Trump was called a genius by someone in Hollywood.
What?
Yep.
That's impossible.
Yep. Actor Josh Brolin. Josh Brolin apparently met Trump back in 2010 when they were both on the a movie, Oliver Stone's Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. Now, Trump was on the set, and he did some acting in it, but eventually his whole part got scrapped, didn't appear in the final cut. But apparently, Josh Brolin interacted with him. And I wouldn't say he's 100% complimentary of Trump.
Right.
But for Hollywood, he was pretty positive.
Hey, take what you can get.
But he said, the guy, no ifs, ands, or buts, is a marketing genius.
Oh, no doubt about that.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dude, man. Tell Ralph on me, man. That ain't right. Do you know what that means?
I have not heard that word in so long.
Ralph.
In that reference.
Ralph.
No. It's breakfast time, Bob. It's breakfast time.
It was breakfast time. It should be done by now.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah. It is 9:20. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, you hitting the weed, hitting the bong pretty good. Wake and bake, man. It's like a regular thing. You better look out, pal. Yeah. Apparently, chronic vomiting is being tied to long-term marijuana use.
Really?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Health officials seeking to diagnose and track the mysterious disorder, which has been increasingly seen in emergency rooms this decade.
Wow. So it's nothing brand new.
No. But why was it never seen previous to that? Maybe there wasn't a percentage of the population.
Or I wonder if we've talked about just the strength of it, you know, of what they're kind of toking on now compared to what it was, say, back in the 60s or 70s. And you don't always know what you're getting.
But I always thought that one of the reasons why, say, back in the day, a cancer patient would be given medical marijuana.
Sounds like this is
what's supposed to help with nausea.
Yeah, but it sounds like these people who are like chronically using it. You know, it
just seems odd that something that typically could be taken to stop nausea would actually make you violently sick and chronic, you know, stuff coming out.
Although look at something like a Benadryl product. For some, it has that calming effect, and some it'll wire you up. So I wonder if something in our own systems are affecting
reacts to it differently.
Yeah. Could be. And it does, like I said, seem like these are the ones who are really on it all the time. Not, I'm not feeling really good today. I need a little, you know, whatever.
Dude, where's the bathroom, man? I need to hurl. I got to hurl, man.
Sorry, people. Sorry, folks. Should I get you a bucket, Bob? Do you need a bucket?
Don't even joke. I don't feel that well.
I know.
Let me tell you a story.
About a man named Brady?
Bob's in story mode now.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Get comfy, people.
But
he can only go till 10 because the show will be
comfy,
over.
Get comfy, take something for nausea.
Because you're going to need it after the story.
So, for the last, 4 or 5 days? I have had, and you said I didn't have them Friday.
Right.
I had a case of hiccups from hell. I mean, would not go away all weekend long. No, it wasn't due to excessive alcohol consumption at all. Not one bit. It would start, and I'd be fine, and it'd start. Like, I could, something in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, it would change.
Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden, I had the hiccups. It's like,
now, is that that same feeling you get when you're going to be sick? Kind of that kind of wet mouth kind of thing?
No, not exactly. Okay. You know what it is?
What?
I'm about to burp.
Oh, okay.
And instead of coming out as a burp,
yes,
it comes out as a hiccup.
Gotcha.
And then it does restrained. Not stop. And I mean, when I hiccup, mm-hmm. like shakes my whole brain. No, I'm serious.
Wow.
No, it's
that's a lot.
If there is such a thing as a violent hiccup,
yes.
and so wow. sometimes if you've heard me this morning, I'm really sometimes slowing down mm-hmm. because I'm trying to breathe normal.
Yep.
Because I can feel it wanting to come out.
Of course.
And
if
it does,
then it's up. Yeah.
I can tell you that the quality of this show
yes.
will get even way worse than it already is.
Yeah.
Okay?
We can't have that.
No, they just paid for a new antenna. They're like, come on, Bob. We need to yeah. bring listeners.
Yes.
Not push them away.
Exactly.
So, and I love you. You know, with all the home remedies, I've got Google as well.
Yes.
I did everything from like, you know, Mary Poppins, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. To
the hold your breath. The
hold
drink
your
the
breath.
Water,
drink the cup upside down.
Hold your nose. Yeah.
I tried that upside down water drinking so much because that was Betsy advocated for that. It works every time.
I think she's trying to waterboard you.
Bingo. See? That's exactly what she did.
Yeah.
I nearly died.
See? Oh, but she was trying to help. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep. No, no, she did. She felt awful. It's like, here's this person suffering and you don't know what to do. Mm. Pepto-Bismol, you know, other things tried. And then all of a sudden, it would just stop.
Wow.
And it would stop for hours. Yeah. And then for no apparent reason to me, it would start back up. Now, the one time it did start back up, I just because I wasn't drinking anything carbonated because I heard that makes it worse.
Oh, sure. Because it's all trying to get out.
So I finally was like dying. And I did take a couple of slurps. Mm. And I mean, before I finished swallowing it, the hiccups were there.
Wow.
And,
huh.
Yeah. And
that's
a couple other things that were going on that I won't go into, but
Thank you.
Just say for a vacation.
Oh, no.
For
not,
a vacation.
That's not fun.
It was the longest 4 days of my life. It really was.
Oh, that's terrible.
This persistent hiccups. I think there's a story somewhere where a guy couldn't get rid of me, eventually committed suicide. That's how bad it was.
Well, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. To be chronic like that,
no, I can't
absolutely
imagine.
Awful. So anyway, that's my story, and it's been much better so far today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be very careful about what I eat and what I drink. That glazed donut did not cause me.
Good.
So that I'm thinking that's what I should probably try to live on for
so
a little while until this goes
cure,
away.
That's the cure is what you're thinking.
It's possible. It's possible.
Well,
when I was in Ireland, mm-hmm. you know, and they left my medications, you know, in my bag on the plane.
Yeah.
Guinness saved my life. So this could be similar. Ah. Glazed donut.
So you're going to maybe do a little research, have some more. See how what happens.
I've done plenty of research.
Oh,
now that I can tell you.
I'll bet.
And it's one of those things where you go, now wait a second. Wait a second. We have supercomputers.
Uh-huh.
We've put people on the moon.
Oh,
we
yeah.
got things going up. We got technology up the wazoo. We got this, we got that.
Yep.
Cancer cure rates are going up. I mean, it's all good. It's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I know, sounds like the common cold.
Oh.
The common cold, yeah, we still don't really have a cure for it, but what about
the hiccups?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even want to say it. I don't want to jinx myself.
I get it.
So let's go back to this vomiting story, if you don't mind.
Oh, lovely.
Because it makes me feel a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
No, seriously, the World Health Organization is looking into it, and it has its own diagnostic code, apparently, which has been adopted by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And they have sent its sufferers to urgent care and emergency rooms characterized by symptoms that include ongoing nausea, vomiting, belly pain, and decreased appetite and weight loss. And you know what? It kind of sounds like what I had. But I do not participate in the weed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I never had a gummy.
Right.
But generally speaking, no. Mm. No, not at all.
Well, we're glad you're not in the hiccup mode at the moment. Or other worse options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, dear Lord. It's getting better every day, Greg.
There you go.
I think positively.
Yeah.
We know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Thank you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's so weird that people just can't leave well enough alone.
Yeah.
Always messing with stuff. You know, we're at war over Christmas.
Really?
What Bill O'Reilly taught me like 20 years ago.
Oh, well, I'm glad you were listening.
We're still hanging in there.
Yeah.
We're still winning, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, it's 9:35 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is Monday. We're going to make it great. It's Cyber Monday. Get your deals. You want deals.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want steals, because a lot of times that turns out to the steals are the bad guys stealing from you.
Yeah, you don't want that.
So, deals, not steals.
Like
so,
it.
Yeah, why can't they leave well enough alone? So, you got Brussels,
mm-hmm.
right? Where Brussels sprouts came from, where they were invented.
Well, of course.
And, you know, they're in kind of a mix. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're like some, Nordic kind of background. And, you know, I mean... their civilizations, you know, predate Christ by, you know, a pretty good amount.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A faceless and inclusive nativity scene put on by the city of Brussels has sparked controversy and calls for its removal. Critics are branding the installation as an insult to Christian heritage and tradition. Now, here's the deal. I guess they've had a nativity scene for years.
Right.
Nobody complained about it. It wasn't a problem. Problem was, it was just getting old. It was falling apart. And every time they had to move it, you know, from the storage mm-hmm. thing to put it out there, it was dilapidated and, you know, it was falling apart. So the mayor of Brussels, Philippe Close, a self-described secularist, you know, of the secular world.
Yes.
And Socialist Party politician.
That says a lot about him, those two right there.
Said that he farmed out the design. Maybe he wasn't familiar with what a nativity was or... Mm-hmm. That's fine. So he farmed it out to the Cathedral of St. Michael, and they selected the design of Brussels-based artist Victoria Marie, which may be a big name in the art world.
Right.
Unlike traditional nativity scenes, the one designated by Victoria Maria was made entirely of recycled fabrics. And the figures of Mary, Joseph, the baby Jesus, a donkey, the three wise men, a shepherd, and a sheep were all faceless.
What?
Yeah.
That's a little artsy weird.
Replaced with a pixelated kind of patchwork of beige and brown fabrics. Now, the picture I'm looking at, you know, doesn't do it a whole lot of justice because it's just in black and white.
Sure.
But I can tell you, just based on what I see now, mm-hmm. the first thing that comes to mind... Creepy. Very creepy.
I would agree, yes.
Yeah. A member of the designing team told La Libre that the purpose was to create an inclusive mix of all skin tones so that everyone can see themselves reflected. Well, I think at least one of the kings was pretty dark-skinned,
mm-hmm.
right?
I mean, we've seen the cartoons and TV shows.
Yeah, because they do.
They do. They know.
But, based on where you're at in the world,
yes.
you're more brown than white.
Absolutely. You're not, pasty white with blue eyes.
Oh,
not that part of the
Jesus
country.
In my mom's house was.
Well, I know, and he probably watched you everywhere you walked through the room. That picture would just kind of fall.
Did he do that to you, too?
Oh, he was always watching.
Wow.
Yeah. Still is.
But I got along with him fine. Mm. So, yeah, why would you do that? Why faceless? Like, it's almost like you sort of got, you went out of your way. You did it on purpose. You tried to be all inclusive.
Well, see, as soon as you said inclusive, I'm like, oh, that means you messed it up.
You know, it's interesting because if you think of all the things in the world, the most inclusive thing I can think about right now is the gospel of Christ.
Yeah, salvation.
Can't
anybody inclusive? Yeah.
Can't anybody get in?
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain steps you might want to follow.
Sure, it's the criteria and all, but acceptance of grace is kind of a pretty decent start.
Yeah. So, I honestly, can you think of anything that's more inclusive
So you don't have to get all artsy and use multicolor fabric and not have real faces. No, come on, stop it, people.
Jesus came. He was born and died for sins of people who were mostly white, Western Europeans, a couple of Jews that converted over. No black people except for that one saint he liked, St. Martin de Porres. And that's about it, Greg.
Right.
Oh, a couple of Native Americans that were saved by missionaries.
Of course. Yeah. No.
But other than that.
Come on, people. Come on. Really?
People are cuckoo.
You did the story about a week and a half ago, Germany. You know, because they're trying not to offend the Muslims or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't have their traditional nativity scene up this year.
Yep.
Like, come on.
You have to choose to be offended.
Exactly.
Just leave things the way they are. And this is based on tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the tradition is, look, we're going to do a human sacrifice every year because they did that back in, 912 A.D.,
yeah.
That we might want to look at twice before we move forward on that.
Wasn't that long. There's areas of the Philippines you could actually get nailed on a cross.
There were some areas where you actually could get eaten out of a bowl.
Ooh.
Like New Guinea.
Yeah? Good point.
So I never trusted my guinea pigs. And it was just a matter of time they're going to eat me.
They would eat you in your sleep.
They ate each other, kind of. It was bad. I didn't know any better.
There's a story I don't need to know.
It doesn't come with illustrations, thank the good Lord.
Good. But it's like there is an assault on Christmas because for years there's been an assault on Christianity.
I mean, of all the unbelievable, incredible works of art related to Christianity in any way,
mm-hmm.
the Sistine Chapel and Michelangelo and I mean, these churches, I went inside, many of these, like in Italy and stuff.
Yep.
I mean, these churches were built maybe in the late 1100s. I mean, they had ceilings that are like 300 feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they didn't have ladders. Not that went 300 feet. I mean, it's just, you're in awe.
Yep.
And the artistry, and there's figures of like the saints and mm-hmm. stuff up on pedestals around it. And it's like, you couldn't model it after any of these things that are already steeped in history, that already exist, and you couldn't model it to mm-hmm. something similar.
We have to be inclusive.
Why? Well, why?
Yeah.
Who are you including? Everybody's already included.
Yeah. You're a little late to the party, people.
You know, when I was a kid, there was this dude, Marty.
Yeah.
And he used to go around, and he's like, hey, man, what's going on? I'm like, not much, Marty. Man, what are you up to? And he's like, hey, man, why are you talking to me? I don't know. I thought we were friends. Dude, didn't you see the color of my skin? I'm like, yeah, it appears you're black.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, and you're white.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of dawned on both of us at the same time. I said, you know what? There's other people that would be upset that we're even standing here talking.
Uh-huh.
I said, you know what we should do, Marty? We should judge each other by the content of our character.
Wow. Did you hear that somewhere when you were growing up?
That son of a gun still owes me $10.
Wow.
Just kidding.
So it's the green you're worried about.
I'm Irish. If you got a pot of gold, take that too, laddie.
I'll take it.
No, Marty was the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh.
Yeah, who taught us, let's not judge each other. By the color of our skin, that's revolutionary.
Did the Democrat Party read that? I mean, lately. I mean, back in the day they did, but the last decade or so, it seems to be opposite of all that.
DEI is literally the unequivocal 180-degree exact opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about. DEI is exactly the opposite. It is clearly judging people by their skin color and not by the content of their character. And I just, I was like, who came up with this? Yeah. How did this catch on? Like, who bought into that? You know, who bought in and goes, yeah, you're right, man. You know, people's success is clearly just based on skin color. Oh, there was a time where certainly that was true. Because we're not living in that time.
Right. There was exclusionary things in play at the time.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
Me and Marty just kind of hanging out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
High five, Marty. Mm. Don't touch me, cracker. Is what he said. Don't you touch me, cracker. I just don't understand these simple lessons. Simple lessons? We must be very frustrating. Very frustrating to those who are looking over us. Our little ant farm called the world. President Trump and his advisors say mass migration imports cultures and societies, but Democrat partisans insist that all migrants must be treated as autonomous individuals, complete with all the legal protections held by Americans facing court trials. This is the great lie of mass migration, says Stephen Miller, top counselor to the president. And shortly after, a supposedly vetted Afghan migrant shot two National Guard soldiers in D.C. You're not just importing individuals. You are importing societies. No magic transformation occurs when failed states cross borders. At scale, migrants and their descendants recreate the conditions and terrors of their broken homelands.
I think if you were looking at them and actually bringing them in individually, not connected, not in mass, there could be some truth to that. The guy comes from Somalia, gets here, ends up in a German, Irish, Italian neighborhood. He probably has a chance to integrate into our society and our American values. You bring in mass the way that we have done, you do bring an entire culture, which is why you get an Omar elected, because you brought in mass a whole community, and they don't work themselves into the American lifestyle. They bring everything they brought with them, and they stay in it while benefiting the things of the American government and taxpayer.
Well, the human creature does tend to gravitate toward people that look, act the same, have common interests. So,
absolutely.
So, you know, when they came over, they lived in Little Italy. They, you know, they lived in these enclaves. But the thing was, the enclaves that were already established, those people that have lived there for a while, they already spoke the language.
Yep.
They promoted America and its ideals.
Yes.
So they would take the younger ones or the less educated ones or the ones who lacked the language skills, they would take them and say, hey, if you want to make it in America, you've got to learn how to read and write the English language, but we're going to help you.
Right.
But that's part of how they assimilated. So they took parts of their culture and held on to it, like some of the best food you'll ever have in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
And their belief system.
Sure.
Okay. But they adapted that to wanting to be an American first and foremost.
That's not what happens now.
No.
When you've got people, well, you know, the guy that AOC was trying to promote, he's out there with a Somali flag running for an American office. Well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Priorities, anyone?
Black Hawk Down, anyone? That doesn't rile some people up nothing well.
Yeah.
Maybe it's been too long when you start showing that again.
Yeah. But what was 100 years ago is not what is now. It's not what's happening.
No, no. And it's just too much at one time. But, you know, the powers that be and the auto pen and all that, they knew that this was happening.
They did.
I told you a long time ago that it was about creating chaos. That is part of them getting their way and finding more political power, is creating chaos and then claiming they have a way out of it, which, of course, they don't. They have a way to enslave us in something they call very with flowery affection, socialism.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I'm ready for break.
Yeah, what would you like to do?
I would like to stop talking right after I tell everybody to call for things that make you smile.
Oh, okay.
And then I want to go to break.
Let's do that.
Take a nap.
Sounds like a plan.
Get a foot massage.
Oh, look at you.
Mm-hmm. Eat sushi.
Yeah.
Maybe a lobster roll.
Wow. You got your day planned.
Day? I was going to do that during the break.
Oh,
9:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your turn up next. We need things that make you smile. We need upbeat, positive thoughts. Come on. You can do it. Share them with us. It's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now with things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. Another day in paradise, my friends. It is what you make of it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And Rosebud, what's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob. I'm happy to hear everybody back on the air. What makes me smile? You talk about home remedies first. My mom and my mother-in-law, she's a Native American, my wife, Native American, the home remedies they used to try on me, I thought they were going to kill me. But anyways, I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving and thank God for what they had. My sister, I can't hunt no more. I'm too old. But my sister got me some deer sausage links that some hunter up there gave it to her to give to me. Delicious, you know what I mean, with the turkey and delicious. I just thank God every day that I live to be in my 70s and pray for our country. Yeah, I hope you gave thanks to them for what you got. God bless America. Thanks, Bob.
God bless you, Rosebud. Pete, what's making you smile?
There was some great body cam footage on Fox News this morning of a traffic stop. A police officer was attempting to detain a runaway goat. And he read the goat its rights and then walked it around to the back and helped it get in the back seat of the police car. And I thought that was hilarious. Oh, thank you, Bob.
I love it. 9:55 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for your participation in Things That Make You Smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis, my dentist. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Passions and emotions get the better of some folks during a big rivalry game. Michigan-Ohio State is a huge game. Well, there was a wild moment during the dramatic goal line stand in the first quarter as a Wolverine stood the Buckeyes up multiple times at the one-yard line. Then, after forcing a third down, a scuffle broke out between Ohio State and Michigan players. Afterward, Michigan linebacker Jay Sean Barnum appeared to be trying to demonstrate a headbutt, but he actually hit the referee in the face. He was lucky. All he got was an unsportsmanlike conduct. What's wrong with these people? I got to tell you. Look, here's the deal. Play with emotion, but don't play emotionally. And that's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.